Daily Show's Jon Stewart blasts CNN town hall for appeasing Donald Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on May 14, 2023. Former Daily Show host Jon Stewart blasted CNN's town hall event with Donald Trump because he felt it did not teach viewers anything new about the former president. But, worse, he accused CNN of bending to Trump's will and refusing to engage him with hard-hitting questions. Despite that, the very first words out of CNN host Caitlin Collins' mouth smeared Trump as lying about the results of the 2020 election and exclaimed that his presidency ended with a deadly riot at the Capitol. Stewart said that he feels CNN bowed to Trump's wishes and crafted a softball event to appease him. Dear TV. The problem w the Trump town hall wasn't platforming. Or a fragile siloed audience unable to be exposed to newsworthy opinions antithetical to their own. The problem was an event that was clearly negotiated to Trump's approval. An ode to access, Stewart criticized in a Twitter thread Saturday. He then added an imaginary conversation between CNN and Trump that he assumes occurred as the two were negotiating the event. "We promise, good sir, we are no longer fake news. An enemy of the people. Let us prove it to you. We are fair and good and will do this however you would like. Just come back," he imagined CNN pleading. Stewart ended his thread saying that he learned nothing about Trump from the CNN town hall. "I learned nothing from this town hall about Trump and his most ardent supporters I haven't known since 2016. I learned a lot about CNN," he wrote. "I learned nothing from this town hall about Trump and his most ardent supporters I haven't known since 2016. I learned a lot about CNN." Jon Stewart, at Jon Stewart, May 13, 2023. Stewart is right to a degree. CNN kept dwelling on the past and rarely gave the former president a chance to talk about what he would do if he once again sat in the White House. Still, this is the same Jon Stewart who admitted he is ultra-woke, but still participates in the exploitative systems because it is more convenient for him. Related, CNN's Tapper, town hall audience laughing at Trump's comments on E. Jean Carroll offensive. In March, the comedian insisted that an effort must be made to tear down anything that does not adhere to the woke agenda. And yet, he doesn't want to go too far to inconvenience himself if the sacrifice to wokeness is too great. Stewart is very into criticizing others, though. Last year, when his new TV show suffered a belly flop in the ratings, he had a public meltdown on Twitter when Breitbart News pointed out his failure. After Breitbart News reported the ratings flop, Stewart jumped to Twitter and went on a tirade against our own John Nolte, though he couldn't dispute the fact that his show was a ratings bomb. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.